Hello. This is 5 minutes of property, Psalm 91, episode 214, 214. So let's go. We've been personalizing Psalm 91. We're on verse 10. Let's go. One go. There shall no evil befall me. There shall no evil befall me. We personalize. We don't do the me. It's God speaking to you as a person, and you have accepted this word, and you're proclaiming it, speaking it back, speaking it back. And amazing things happen when we speak back God's word. Sennacherib, the aggressor, had bitten more than he could chew. He has attacked Hezekiah, and he's threatening him. He's written letters. He sends Rabshakeh. He's done everything. And now God has taken over. Intervention. Jesus is God's intervention for you. Do you know that? This one, God intervened for Hezekiah. But you have it better that Jesus, God, has become a man because of you. Ah, wow. It's just too much. So here is Sennacherib, boasting Sennacherib, threatening Sennacherib, breathing fire and storming King Hezekiah's city. He's coming to take over. You are joking, Sennacherib. God says, I will defend the city for his own sake and for my servant David's sake. That is 2 Kings 19:34. So in the previous episode, I talked about God defending you for his own sake. So there were two reasons. He said, for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. So Hezekiah had a rich heritage, a godly heritage. God was looking at King David, King David's ancestor, who was the man after God's own heart. God had made a covenant with David, and this covenant affected King Hezekiah. But praise God, you have it better than King Hezekiah. You have it better. He had David, but you have Jesus Christ. He had David, and look at what God did for David's sake. Then what about Jesus himself? What about the Son of God himself? What about when God became a man himself? For who? For you. Why? For you. You are the reason. You are the total reason. You are. Why did Jesus shed his blood? For you. Why did he come? For you. Why did he die? For you. Everything is for you. Listen, if the gospel does not include the human beings, it talks about just Jesus came, he died. And so why? Why did you do that? What was that for? It was for man. God became a man for man. Emmanuel, God is with us. So why is God going to defend you? He said, for my servant David's sake. Now it will be for the sake of my son, Jesus Christ. And thank God for Jesus. Now, anytime you come across Christ in the epistles, God is talking about Jesus and you. Because Jesus is the head of the body. And you are the body now. And remember, the life in the head is the same life in the body. The name of the head is the same name given to the body. So when we say we are the body of Christ, we say the church of God is the body of Christ. We're talking about having his life in us. You've got the life of God in you. You've got the same presence of the head. It's the same presence with the body. The same life, the same blood. Everything that the head has got, you are enjoying it fully. Fully. Somebody hits the head, it affects the body. Somebody hits the body, attacks the head. Sennacherib, anything is threatening you, is threatening Jesus. Because you are part, you share his life. He shares your life. Whatever is threatening you is threatening him. We praise God for these things that are accomplished for us. We are not just going to let them lie. We're taking them up and we're living them. Take these things up and live it. Live it today. Live it as one who's got the life of God in you. Enjoying, partaking of what the head has. He said, I would defend you for my servant David's sake. By you, because of Jesus. Because of Jesus, you enjoy his security. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Bye.